Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar's here, too. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 years he's been hanging out with us. He is the chief home officer. He's home-based and proud of it. Has been now for 28 years, and he's one of the top wordsmiths that I've ever known, and he's the author of three books on how to be home-based. He's an award-winning journalist and our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you. Appreciate your having me.
Good to have you back. Hey, Jeff, about a few years ago, the government of Denmark invited me and a couple of other guys to come to Copenhagen and to talk to them about what it is about American entrepreneurship that they could learn and what they could do, what the government could do to help their entrepreneurs. And so I put together a program, and it basically showed the network, the netting, the strands of the safety net that we have here in America for entrepreneurs. Now, it's not a floor, and the net has holes in it. But there's a lot of resources out there that you've been working a lot on this lately too, haven't you? I mean, it's unparalleled in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? We all, in many ways, if we're entrepreneurs, we get our idea in our, you know, sort of get it in our head. It becomes, as we would jokingly say, a germ of an idea. We put it on a notepad or a cocktail napkin, and is, you know, metaphorically speaking, and then we start to build it. And many times we take it throughout the process, and we take it on our own. And we think that whether I don't have time, I don't have resources, there's nothing out there, we go it alone, we do it alone, mm-hmm. We think that we're either the only
we're afraid to ask questions because somebody might find out we don't know something.
Exactly.
Like we're supposed to know everything.
Yeah, exactly. And so we go through this process not realizing that we have an opportunity. Or not opportunity, we have resources out there that are available to us, and many of them are free. So, you know, you and I both were lauded back in 2001, 2002 from the Small Business Administration as Journalist of the Year. That's a phenomenal organization, mm-hmm. that most of its programs, or at least many of its programs, are absolutely free of charge to help us learn mm-hmm. everything, anything to do with our running, opening and running and growing a business. So, I mean, it can be.
And they have a number of other things that don't really even show up on the radar screen in terms of media. And in other words, they have programs for veterans.
Right.
They have programs for women, for disability, folks with disabilities. They have programs for Native Americans.
Right.
They've helped fund small business development centers, which you're going to talk about in a minute. And
yep.
I mean, those are lots of things that the SBA doesn't even get credit for.
I got to tell you, it is the quintessential you don't know if you don't ask. Mm-hmm. Because I, as a small business journalist, and you probably still get the same, I get emails from them from the district, the Southeast
right.
district that I'm in. I get emails from the director. Obviously, it's not from the director, but press releases and announcements of new programs. You know, and because I'm down in the South Florida, the Miami area, I get a lot of notifications from them about international trade. You want to bolster your international trade. You want to target, you know, the Americas or Europe or the Caribbean Basin or whatever. All these things you would never even think of. I mean, when you talk about you don't know what you don't know, you don't know what the SBA can
right.
offer.
That's right.
Because you don't think to ask, but you have to think to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a gap in your skills, if you have something that's causing you grief, That's, again, to take it by extension, what you alluded to a moment ago, the Small Business Development Center. Mm-hmm. This is part of the SBA, and it's these are centers associated with what they call land-grant universities. They're associated
right.
with state-run universities around the country. Not every university has them, but every market has an affiliation with an SBDC, mostly free of charge counseling and some mentorship that goes on. And they
right.
have experts who some are drawn from academia, but many are drawn from the ranks of entrepreneurship. You're not mm-hmm. going in there to have some thinker think through your business. You're going in there to learn from somebody who has
That's right.
done what you need and can help you.
And they're not professors. Even though you go into a college, these are not professors.
This is not an academic.
Right.
You know, this isn't, you don't have to enroll, I mean, you may have to enroll for a course with them, but it's not a class. These aren't professors.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going into the ivory tower here. Very approachable, understanding folk, down to earth. They know what they're doing
yep.
and they can help you. And it's one of these things where we just don't know what we don't know in the sense of the resources that are available, but they're out there.
And then you've got SCORE.
Yeah, Service Corps retired executives.
You've
absolutely.
You've got the chambers.
Right.
But here's the common denominator of all those things. And this is comes back to what I talk about when I talk about opportunity. Opportunity doesn't knock on your door. Opportunity stands outside your gate.
Right.
And
right.
says and stands there.
Right.
And it's your job to get up off your backside, go out of your front door, walk across your yard, open the gate, and go out and meet opportunity.
Right.
These people we're talking about, they're not going to knock on your door and say, hey, please let us help you.
Right.
Their wagon is loaded. But
right.
if you show up, if you know about them, and you show up and you say, I need help, they will help you.
Right. Absolutely.
And you'll be astonished at how much it won't cost you.
And I got to say, there's other opportunities out there as well. One of my recent clients I'm working with is an accelerator/incubator at a state university down
right.
in South Florida. And they do the same thing. And many of these work as an accelerator. Well, if you go into a private accelerator out there, but companies, organizations that help teach you how to grow your business, they'll mentor you, and then they take a share. You know,
mm-hmm.
they take an equity stake in your business. A lot of these school-run type accelerators give and ask for nothing in return.
Right.
They don't take a stake. They don't want any of your equity.
Right.
They just want to help. And so whether it's the what they call startup FIU down at Florida International University
right.
or at many of the state universities and private universities as well.
Jeff, I got to come up on a break here.
Absolutely.
I want to say, folks, make your first stop. And this is I'm biased this way, Jeff. Make your first stop at your Chamber of Commerce. When you go there, call there, ask for whoever's in charge of the small business. If you're if it's a big chamber, they'll have a small business division. If it's a small chamber, it's all small business. Tell them you're a small business owner, you need some help. Go down there and visit them. They will help you find which one of these organizations Jeff is mentioning is the best for you. It might be right there in the chamber. Quick break. Right back with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.